Hey everybody, Economic Ninja here. Hope you're doing well. Stock futures are rising right now after Trump says he's looking to end the Iran war. It is absolutely incredible to me. And sorry, it's a little windy, so the camera might be moving around. It's absolutely incredible to me that one thing that someone says can turn every single thing around, even though Iran is hell-bent, literally, on attacking and fighting. Check this story out. Stock futures rose on Tuesday as after a new report offered investors hope that the U.S.-Iran war could soon come to an end. The Dow Jones gained 553 points, or 1.2%. Futures tied to the S&P 500 moved up 1.2%. The NASDAQ also went up. Wall Street Journal reported that President Trump told aides he was willing to end military hostilities in the Middle East. Well, no freaking duh. That's been the case ever since this started. Absolutely blows me away. Technology, which was under pressure since the conflict began, rose broadly in the pre-market. The technology sector fund XLK traded 0.6% higher and NVIDIA went up, right? But still, crude prices remained higher after Bloomberg reported that Iran struck a Kuwaiti oil tanker in Dubai waters. Again, these are tankers being completely destroyed, taken offline, so they cannot move oil forever. These are oil supplies that are being decimated and destroyed forever, dumped all over our environment. It's going to take like the oil tanks that are being destroyed, the natural gas lines are being destroyed. All that infrastructure not only has to be rebuilt, but all of the substance materials inside those tanks, those holding cells, are gone forever. And yet the market just trades, oh, we're good, everything's good. It's not. Oil prices are still high. Fuel prices are still high. This is going to hit the American public. It said right here, Brent crude futures were up last night 4% alone to trade at $117 a barrel. And West Texas Intermediate futures advanced another 1%, now to $103 a barrel. Wall Street is coming off a mixed session. I don't buy any of this crap. The truth is, if you're not preparing now, I'm not joking. This isn't like a panic thing, but why not go to Costco? And if you're going to buy one thing of toilet paper, buy two. If you're gonna buy some DEF for your diesel truck, why not pick up a couple of them right now? We have got a global supply chain break right now because of the Strait of Hormuz, and I think people need to get ready. All right, with that being said, the Economic Ninja is out.